This is Radio Kate, finally catching up with February, and it is February 19th today, and so I'm doing day 19. Huzzah! And today's suggested topic is about having claims to fame. I have a few weird and wonderful claims to fame. Less wonderful, I guess, some of them, but if you're familiar with the comedian slash author slash radio presenter and TV presenter Danny Wallace, he once did a programme called How to Start Your Own Country. And I was one of four girls who made up the backing singers to the national anthem of his made-up country. So there you go, there's a claim to fame. A more exciting claim to fame, depending on whether you grew up in the UK or not, and whether you used to watch programmes like Heartbeat with Morph and Tony Hart. I was pen friends with Tony Hart. 15 years. I just wrote to him when I was younger and he wrote back, so I wrote back and he wrote back and we stayed in touch. And I actually got to go and visit him a couple of times before he died. And I even got to go to his funeral, which was quite an honour. And it was a lovely funeral, if there is such a thing. No, it was. It was very positive and very lovely. And just as they were saying, it's time to say your goodbyes, and they took the coffin and they paused at the west door and we were all to say our goodbyes, they started playing the music to the gallery. Which, again, if you grew up in the UK and you ever watched these programmes, that will mean a lot to you. And I guess my third claim to fame, and this one I'm quite excited about, is that I persuaded Paolo Nespoli, the Italian astronaut, to join Twitter. And he did this before he went to space. And while he was in space, he sent down amazing pictures and loads of really exciting tweets and was brilliant. Really brilliant. And he ended up in the Twitter promotional video, I think, actually. So that was quite exciting. So those are my claims to fame. I'm keeping this short and sweet because I realise I've just done three audio boos in a row and that's probably too much for anyone. So I shall say goodnight.